And so may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Ordinarily, Advent 2 is dedicated to the prophets, following on from Advent 1, focusing on the patriarchs. But this is no ordinary year. It is not often that St. Nicholas hits a Sunday. And I hope you all put your shoes out last night. When I spotted last year that St. Nicholas would hit Sunday this year, I had great hopes to make a feature of it in combining it with our normal Sunday school programme nativity, which would have come this Sunday. But of course, COVID-19 had other plans. But let's stick with this saint. St. Nicholas, the patron saint of children. St. Nicholas, the patron saint of brides. St. Nicholas, the patron saint also of prisoners. And the patron saint too of several countries, latterly because of popularity, but in earlier times, significantly, of Russia. And that country has its unique, rich culture and folklore, which is surprisingly Christian, and which I commend to you around this saint. But let's start at the beginning, and indeed with some facts. So the beginning is in the 4th century. Nicholas, born of wealthy parents, became Bishop of Myra, which is in modern-day Turkey on the Mediterranean coast, known perhaps to some of us who are very alert to current affairs nowadays because people smugglers help launch overcrowded and unsafe boats from there, as well as other places, taking the desperate to what they in all good faith believe will be a better and safer life. So Myra on that coast in Turkey today. But back in the 4th century, his being a bishop at that time may have had more to do with his wealthy beginnings. So let's look not at his position, but at what kind of man he was. What was the metal of his faith? Well, he became known for his holiness, for his zeal, for his generosity or philanthropy, and also for his miracles. He was interred in prison for his faith during the persecution of the Emperor Diocletian, as were many others at that time. And I'm afraid there end the facts and the testimony as we have it. So to explore further, we have to dip into folklore, which, while not history nor biblical truth, is nevertheless not based on error. So the patron saint of children, and this is where our gospel reading for St. Nicholas comes from, I suppose, because of his generosity to children, especially children that are disadvantaged. And this folklore, this story about him, has morphed or inspired the custom of giving gifts to children in his name. And we know that, those of us living in Germany, but also further afield in Holland and Switzerland. Here it was made, this particular aspect of St. Nicholas giving children gifts. And then later in history, through colonization, the custom spread right across the world, or at least the then Christian world. And in that spread, St. Nicholas became Santa Claus. But where the chubby bit and the red suit and the reindeer all fit in, who knows? So, St. Nicholas, the patron saint of children. St. Nicholas, also the patron saint of brides. There is an account told, perhaps most often, that of a family which had lost its wealth, and its three daughters were destined, as they came of age, for a life then of prostitution. But to save them from that fate, St. Nick, on three separate occasions, tossed a bag of gold through a window at an attempt at remaining anonymous. And of course, this money became the dowry for each girl in turn and saved the family from ruin. And who knows, maybe today we enjoy those chocolate gold coins because of that tale. So the patron saint of children, the patron saint of brides, the patron saint also of prisoners. The story is that he saved three innocent men from a death sentence and three further falsely accused imperial officials who prayed in desperation, and the way they were saved, that the reply to their prayer was that St. Nicholas appeared in a dream to the then emperor, Emperor Constantine, who, as a result of this dream, let them go, and thus their lives also were saved. And here too lies not only the patron saint of prisoners as a story, but the attributing of miracles. Now, after St. Nicholas's death, the death of a martyr, given the persecution of the time, his popularity spread across Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean, but his greatest popularity was in Russia. And before the Russian Revolution at the turn of the 20th century, so many, many centuries after this Bishop of Myra, Russia supported a church and a hospital and a hospice in a place called Bari in Italy. And what makes that place stand out is that that is where St. Nicholas' relics are kept. So, apart from gifts and folklore and chocolate coins and dressing up of portly men, what has this saint, in both senses of the word, got for us today in the 21st century? This man was known for his generosity. And if we look a little beyond that, at the focus of where that generosity mostly went, we see he also had a passion for the poor. And that gives rise to why we have the Isaiah reading for today, alongside the gospel and the love of children. So beyond the passion for the poor is an inner conviction for injustice, and especially those who fall victim to injustice, like those imprisoned wrongly, like those in lifestyles not of choosing, but because of need. So for us then, this Advent, generosity, and not only justice, but also speaking out on behalf of and acting on behalf of those who cannot do so themselves, is the legacy that St. Nicholas leaves for us. Amen.